Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if they can hear that. Yeah, give you a little taste there. Dun, dun, dun. Gets me all in a happy mood.
I wish I could watch him do this. I hear he was pretty good.
I had my moment. I have to leave it because the break's beautiful.
I hope they won't take it out.
That's true. I think if we keep breaking it up, maybe. Yes. Sorry for that long intro, y'all. Oh, sorry if I'm throwing y'all back, man. I'm just feeling lovely. Oh, now we're DJing.
Yeah.
Man. Makes me all lovely, though. Me. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Sorry, y'all, if you can't hear the music. Sorry.
We probably look like crazy people going...
dancing around, right? You can't hear anything. They're just losing it.
They probably still looked fun.
Yeah, I think just double check our stream, make sure we're live, right? We're just kind of getting running through Facebook now, so want to double check everything's live. Turn it down. Oh, I think yeah, pull us up right there. That's cool. It makes it automatically the wallpaper or whatever on the thing. So you may hear a little feedback here, y'all. Oh yeah, looks like we are live, y'all. So, cool. Welcome to He Said, She Said cast. I'm your host, Adam Lowry.
And I'm your other host, Patricia Ball. Oh, wait, Patricia May.
I think the word's out now.
Yep, Patricia May.
The young ones in radio must sometimes forget their radio personality name. But no, Patricia May, welcome. You're just Patricia to me, Patricia.
Patricia.
Yeah. Oh, see, you say it so much better. I want to say it like that one day. Patricia.
That's all I got, really.
Do it again.
Patricia.
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 All right, not bad. All right, that's better. Never, ever call you Patty.
That's funny. So many of my friends do.
Yeah, it's out, man. I left the building.
Somebody calls. Yeah, there's no Patty here.
Patty? No, I don't know. Man, I'm in such a relaxed, chill mood right now. Being at the beach, even for that little bit of time, just jumping out of here today and going, let's ride. Let's just go right now.
You know, I thought for a little bit, a couple times you were thinking, do we go? Are you going to turn around?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Once I hit the road, I was out.
You were done.
Oh, yeah, that was out. It was just which direction I was going. Whether I was taking a turnpike down to 528 or I was going to take 408 and just ride it out.
There was actually a lot more people there.
Yeah, well, it's almost coming on spring break here at the beginning of March now, so some schools start to break. A lot of people try to get their spring break in like that week before all that craziness hits.
Yeah, I mean, just for the time and the weather, it was kind of getting rainy. I was thinking, what are all these people doing?
Yeah, but it was beautiful, though. We walked down a little path on the back, man, just hanging out with Gracie and Jersey. Yeah. We were on the beach, just being able to watch Grace run in the water. I'm so glad she's not afraid of water.
Yeah, that's a little scary, too, though. That little kid threw the ball out there, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
She's going to
go. Grace.
Yeah, those riptides, too. You got to be careful. She got in there. I was worried if she'd maybe jump in. I'm like, I'm going to have to go get her. I'm going to have to get me. Somebody's got to come get me after that.
There's that vicious circle of all of us looking at each other.
Yeah.
Who's going next?
Yeah, I would have had to. Well, that first time at New Smyrna, when she just ran in after the birds and just kept swimming for a minute, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that was so much fun for me. That was also the first time Jersey has ever seen the beach. And, excuse me, Ben without a collar.
Oh, excuse you. It's okay. Yeah, it's funny, our human responses, right, to everything we do. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, sorry. You're like, somebody's even fucking around.
Yeah. That's so true. I do that. I I do do.
Oh, do you?
I do do.
That's a lot of do's in a sentence.
I do do that. carry on, please.
Go on.
Go on.
But no, just being out there, even if it's just for like that hour or two at the beach, is so reinvigorating to me. It's just, I don't know. And even just walking in the salt water a little bit, I'm thinking about diving in. I'm like, now we're about to live at the beach. So I'm going to not jump in the cold water. I could do a little hypo training, right? A little cryo training there. But for me, I'm like, nah, I'm going to just wait.
Yeah. You know, I never really even thought about the whole, how the beaches are different. You know, how you were talking about the waves and the cold. I didn't realize the extreme difference until I came over here, because I was always just on the West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the West Coast beaches, I'm not going to hate on them too much. But I'm sorry, but I'm taking the Florida beaches if I have to choose. Some of the Panhandle beaches are ridiculous. Some of the Panhandle beaches up, I can't remember the name now. Destin. Up near Destin, that area up there, it gets gorgeous. There's some beautiful beaches, man. And all the way down to even Marco Island, you know, that beach is pretty. And you and I were at Siesta Key, too, though, over on the West Coast.
Yeah, I am like, which one? I have not had that experience like you have before. So all this is a great new to me.
Well, we've knocked out some beaches. We knocked out Clearwater. We knocked out Lido Beach. We knocked out Siesta Beach and Siesta Key Beach. Cocoa Beach today. New Smyrna numerous times. we got to get to the... Well, actually, no. We're up in the Panhandle with Sean's wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
right. Yeah, we're up there, too. So you're pretty beach-ridden already. You've only been here for like 9 months.
Well, you have to remember the first few times that we went, I wasn't really looking at the beach. The first time I was with you and stuff like that. So
we were hanging.
Yeah, it was just a whole different
The first thing. Time I knew Smyrna with Jersey and everything, that was cool. That was like, that's one of my favorite beach times, you know, hanging like that. It was kind of the end of the evening, too, so everybody left. I'm not telling people where this is at. You may know where it's at anyway, but people at the end of the towards the end of the night, they are evening, they leave, and there's like no one on this giant desolate beach, and just unhook Jersey and go, run, run, my child.
I have never seen him sit still for so long when he was looking at the ocean.
Oh, Jersey, yeah.
For the first time, he was literally just like, you would think you'd be hearing that, American Tail song while he's looking over the ocean.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's a desert dog. And so you got the desert Lhasa Apso that was steps onto this wide open beach. And it's just, he sat there stoically, just staring at the inlet like, oh my God.
It's so funny to hear you call him a Lhasa Apso.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The word is out, everybody. My beautiful baby Patricia, for the longest time. Yeah, I'm putting you out there. Believed her dog to be a Shih Tzu. And after DNA testing and a double-blind placebo. Just kidding.
That's code for what Adam says.
Oh, that's messed up. That's funny, though.
Hey, you're riffing on me right now. I like jump that. In.
I like that. That was funny. I'm going to use that on myself. That's funny. And yeah, it's actually a Lhasa Apso. Or Opsa, or somebody. I'm saying it wrong. Somebody out there is like, you idiot, Adam.
Adam's doing, I told you so, and it's not right.
No. Yeah,
no, it's right. It's a Lhasa Apso.
Well, then Sean informed me, though. My buddy Sean, he was up here, just did a surprise visit. Shout out to you, Sean.
Yeah, it was great seeing him.
Yeah, Sean and Ashley, shout out to you. He was the Shih Tzu comes from the Lhasa Apso, or some Shih Tzu like that.
Lhasa Apso took a Shih Tzu.
Something like that. Somebody, yeah. If we only had a device, then right. We could Google everything. Yeah. You know, by the time I type it in and where it comes from, I'm out of the conversation here with you. So I'm not going to do that. I'm throwing up the background now. I forgot to do that.
What
when
are
it
you
came up. It's the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? Remember we had the fireplace last time.
No, I like it. It's cool. Does it normally have noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, remember last time we had the fire?
Yeah, I was like thinking my hair was going to start on fire.
Yeah, it was like firecrackers from the fire we did last time. But being at the beach all day, I figured, we can just be there.
We were, only it wasn't quite that clear.
Yeah, that's the issue with Cocoa the most. You know, all of the water looked better than it normally does over at Cocoa.
Really?
Yeah, it was a little more blue.
Yeah, it didn't look dirty, dusty. Where was it that we were that was really dirty?
Long Beach, California.
The water itself, it just looked like
Long Beach, California.
Like foamy.
Long Beach, California.
I didn't remember which one it was.
I remember Long Beach. I was like, did a war happen last week here, and everyone's gone home?
I remember that with everything that was in the water. You looked out there, and it literally looked like a battlefield.
Yeah, I mean, the tankers coming in, and you put some gunships on them, and then jetties and all these built frames of cranes out there. You're like, what's this, World War II? What happened, man? Like, and then I'm like, oh, look at the beach. That's a lot of oil over there. It was just hard for me, man. I did not like Long Beach.
Yeah, I just liked being outside, not...
Now, Long Beach, in Long Beach is cool, you know, the city itself. Mm-hmm. That's I like that. That's throwback Sublime type shit. I like that. That feel is cool, you know, but the beach itself as far as, like, clean and all.
Yeah, and, I did like that you could still see the pets and stuff like that. I like it when I see the dogs and stuff on the beach. Like, it's actually living there, you know?
Yeah.
And there was quite a few people, and even when you see, like, a dirty atmosphere or whatever, it's kind of like what we were talking about today when we were saying... I'm so glad at least people are outside instead of being dirty on the inside of their house. at least you're outside.
Yeah, it's good to see people outside, man. Well, the weather's changing over here, so it's about that time, you know, that's heading toward the end of snowbird season. They should be flying home here soon. Right now, there's still a lot of snow up, so they ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
When they do, it'll open up. But then Orlando's tourist town, buddy. I'm pretty sure it's still ahead of New York as the number one visited destination in the U.S. And it's nuts. It's the amount of people here are crazy.
Traffic for me here is like night and day for what it was for me in Phoenix. It's like never a slow time.
Never a dull moment. Yes. To quote a little tombstone.
Does the city ever sleep?
Yeah, it's nuts, man. But hey, it brings jobs, right? I mean, that's what Orlando is without that, tourist town, without the entertainment, the Disney, the stuff. For the most part, Orlando was orange groves. It was a growers, farmer kind of town. I mean, there was some commercial stuff here. But mainly, you know, utilities, the basics. But until Disney showed up, no.
You know, with how crowded it feels to me, I don't feel the pushiness. Do you?
Probably because I'm always driving.
Yeah, I'm just like looking at my phone or videotaping you.
You threw the one video up. That was a quick one the other day.
Oh, come on. I was trying to be funny. This is going to be a call-out night, I think.
No, not at all.
Don't go there.
Not at all.
No, I wouldn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
On the giving or the receiving, that would not be fun.
I'm excited to see you get up on a surfboard this year.
I am too. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think I'll be able to do it. I sucked at skiing, so.
Yeah, fuck skiing. I mean, if you do it, it's cool. Snowboarding's the shit. It's a lot better than that. But surfing, yeah. I don't want to see you fall, though. It's so scary. I don't want to see you get hurt, but you're fine.
You've managed to see that quite a bit.
Yeah, the collarbone incident with the super frisbee that we do there. Yeah, got intense.
Yeah, you know what? Right now, this bathing suit that I have on underneath is really reminding me that I have a broken collarbone.
Yeah, well, you don't have a broken collarbone, though.
Yes, I do.
It's an odd injury, though. It's rare. I mean, that's what the ortho said. You know, it's a rare. He said there's like 3 people in the country that do the surgery for that. So it's not like an injury that, you know, you see all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny when you're joking about, I have strong bones. I have strong bones. I'm like, damn, you do. the collarbone should have broke.
Yeah.
And the collarbone did not break. And he dislocated the, what was it again? Something clavicle.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's just that popped out of place right there.
Yeah. So it's literally just not attached. It's like a,
it's in there. It's getting stronger though. The more we're playing frisbee, the more we're
And that one time that Nina came over, that actually helped quite a bit too.
Yeah, the FP stuff, man.
It did. I was skeptical, like with anything,
sure.
But I was surprised in how much it actually taught me, like form.
Yeah, and that shit, it's something I work on every day and constantly try to remember. Nina's coming back this way too, so she'll be back here in Orlando. She's training some people in Winter Garden and a couple other beach places around. But and it's funny, seems to be moving east. A lot of people that I know are kind of headed toward the East Coast. Some people also heading out west, kind of a division from the center state. Like always.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. There's a lot of people trying to get to the center state, get some land and get away from people and hang out. I mean, I'm not trying to do all that, but
it's
cool.
Like a merry-go-round.
That'd be cool, though, man. Like to have like a big ranch just like yourself, you know, that's just like yours with land and, you know, that would be cool. Yeah. I can't hate on that. That would be cool.
No, we've kind of gone over that in pretty good, fun detail.
Yeah.
If we did do that, what it would be like.
Yeah, this has been a fun adventure with you. I mean, the fact that we get to, you know, we lived out west, you know, did some stuff out there, moved back here.
Yeah.
Let's go to the beach for a while. We're going to live out there for a while and kind of see Florida for real. I mean, there's people that come to Florida that probably haven't seen as much as Florida as you have in just a short 9 months, you know, that you've been here. And that's why I said, just name those beaches. I mean, between Lido, Siesta, the one that will remain unnamed for a reason. We got a few more to get to.
Yeah, you definitely did not lie.
The weather wins.
No, I meant, remember when we kind of first started dating and I was describing what I would like to do or what I would have wanted to do, but I couldn't because either the guy that I was dating wasn't really into that or I didn't feel safe with them or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were, you know, really kind of going overboard, like, oh, I could do this and I can take you this and I'll teach you that. And I was going, okay, I believe you. and you really have definitely stuck to your word.
Yeah, we're doing well. I'm looking forward to lobster season with you this year. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I don't know. I'm just a little bit afraid of sharks.
Nah, you'll be fine. Yeah, you're fine, right?
No.
Famous last word. But no, you'll be fine. Nobody. You know, it never soothed me much either as a kid when I would go and I'd be a little worried about a shark, even barracuda when I was little.
Barracuda?
Yeah, well, I'm about as long as they are, you know, in the water. You know, I could do I wasn't much help, but I could do something. But being their young, I too would be like, I don't know, that shark's kind of big, you know? I know it's a nurse shark or whatever, or, you know, a black tip or something. You're just, I don't know, man. I would, you know, get nervous too, and it never really helped much when they tell me, like, oh, I've never been bitten. You know, I've been coming here for 10 years. I've been coming here 20 years. I've never been bitten. I'm always like,
it's due time then.
Yeah. That's
someone has to be bitten then.
Right. I'm like, well, the averages are up. I'd rather you got bit last week.
Yeah, right. Like, the odds of that happening again.
Yeah, but in honesty, it's, you got to stay smart. As long as you just stay smart, don't do dumb things. Wear flashy jewelry in the water, you know. Don't handle. Well, I do handle bloody fish in the water when they're around, but unless you know what you're doing, you know, don't do stuff like that. You know, just be careful. And, you know, that's the best part is why you're having fun. And just remember, too, that, you know, you're doing something that's can be dangerous. You know, a lot of people don't know. No, it's fun. It's fun. I tell you, one of the best feelings, I've had a lot of feelings. I always want to say it, right? You're like, I've had a lot of feelings, too, now, you know? So one of the best feelings.
One of the second best feelings.
Yeah, well, it's up there. Yeah, one of those feelings that you like a lot, that I like a lot, actually, it's like, I can't wait to share with you, is when it's like halfway through the lobster day, maybe you speared a couple grouper in the cooler and grabbed a couple bugs, you know, and you're just kind of, it's been a good day, and the weather's kind of nice, and maybe you still got half a day, right? Maybe not a whole, you know, rush anymore, not doing it for the whole hardcore sportsman, right? But when you do get up at that kind of, you're a little tired from in and out of the water, you know, it's like 1 o'clock, it's a little warm, and maybe you do open a Corona, right? Maybe you open up a sweet tea, right? Whatever that little sip of taste of something is, you know, people have their own thing they like, but that moment where you kind of just sit for a minute and you're wearing the dive booties and they're still wet and you just sit down for a minute and you're like,
now does it happen after you sit down or
both?
Okay,
yeah, because you're wet, the cushion's wet, your booties are wet. Yeah.
That was actually a really good slow picture. It was painting. I was following you.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're beautiful water if you're on the Gulf of the Atlantic. There's a couple different colors, but it's gorgeous. I can't wait and to be down there and share that. That even through some of the roughest parts of my life, that was something to be remembered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And being shown that's a takeaway from my father that should be on a bracelet or something, you know.
Yeah.
It's showing me nature, at least point me that way, and then experiencing it with him and my brother, my mom a lot. That, I don't know. You and I were doing that list thing the other night to kind of play around and doing that, write a list of what you love about your life, write the list.
Yeah,
about
love, hate.
Yeah, what you hate about your life. I forget. Yeah. It was off that Change Agent podcast, something like that. Yeah, that's the one. And writing that down. And I remember writing that down. You know, what I loved about my life is that I knew nature.
Yeah.
You know, that I knew her. You know, and I've been in her, you know, swimming. I just feel like I'm cheating on you.
I'm just going to say, whoa, take it easy.
I swam in her. I climbed in her. I hiked in her. It's getting terrible.
Am
I
stopping?
Right, a hike, that would be awful.
Yeah, that means someone else has been there.
It's just long ways. Anyway, but knowing the fact that I knew nature like that as, it was funny to be one of the, in the top like three or four things that, you know, I wrote down.
Yeah. I mean, to me, nature is totally you. I can see your personality change. A lot of things, your demeanor, everything changes.
Not so rampagey.
Yeah, that's, you're going to go there.
The line that will live in infamy in my mind.
That's so funny.
Yeah, on June 15th, 2015, a day that will live in infamy. Adam notoriously and idiotically said.
Idiotically said.
When I talk, I get rampagey. This forever lived.
Tell us, what does rampage mean?
Yeah. Well, when I talk, I get rampagey. God, I wanted to punch myself in the video.
You're like, delete.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
That's the worst when you say something just so freaking stupid in your life.
Oh, it was bad.
Did anybody hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple million people heard me say that. Right? Yeah, that, and over
you know
and over.
What, though? It's not that bad. It's just...
It is. In my mind. That's that podcast. Yeah. Morris always give everybody a chance on the podcast. He's like, look, someone will live with you forever.
Right. Should have said.
Well, not to take away either, because you climb the trees in the backyard with me, and, you know, you talk about being outside, you know, and I'm probably not safe to use the word tomboy anymore. I'll probably get an email or seven, you know, but you're an outdoors girl. You know what I mean?
And, I don't care if you call me a tomboy.
I know you don't care, but I don't, somebody be like, hey, something left. You know, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
But you're an outdoors. I love it. You're not trying to, you're not afraid to try nothing, man. You're willing to jump in. I know you'll go for, when I saw you skin the pig, I went, all
right. You got to really elaborate on that phrase right there.
Yeah, that's not like a slang inside term that we're using.
No, but it's actually used for the other. God, come on.
Yeah. Well, when you took your first animal, and then you had to go clean it. You had to prep it like a hunter would.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the animal, clean, beautiful shot, no suffering whatsoever. And I had a blessing, and you're the one that took it apart. You're the one that did that. And when I saw that, when when I was like, oh, she's gay. I'm like, damn, okay. All right, I can't wait to hand you a Hawaiian sling and say, all right, dive down about 7 to 10 feet in between there and see that little brown, that big brown eye in the hole.
Oh,
point that pointy stick at after you load the rubber band there in your hand and just bang, get it right in the hole.
I would do that, but the only thing I would be afraid of is that some of the stories that you've told me, like you seem like you get stuck, or it would be easy to get stuck. That would be like,
I gotta tell you all the precautions. You know, I gotta tell you what to be worried about. It just makes it sound like it's, you know, it's not that you can do it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I usually will at least try something three times.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to be like behind you as you start to load that Hawaiian sling with your hand and reach up to pull. That becomes a little dangerous because you saw the spear pole because you hook it, you mm-hmm. know, with your hand and stretch that rubber band up. Sometimes with gloves on and in the water, you'll kind of load it and it slips.
Yeah.
And then you shoot it off. You be careful not to shoot in your leg or, you know, somebody next to you. You know, something like that. But I think it'll be fun. You'll get lobster, no problem.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. I went deep sea fishing. Fishing. I went to deep sea fishing. in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And I had fun and stuff like that. But it's kind of like one of those things where too much of one thing where you go, okay, I'm done. It was just too much.
Were you trolling
this.
Out there? I was just sitting there with a fishing pole.
No,
at the
I was
edge.
Being nice to people.
No, not
just kidding.
That was good. See what you did there.
Okay.
I like that.
No, ain't no trolling come for me, girl.
Girl.
Always right.
No, but so were you like trolling in the boat, or were you like standing there, you know, shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of people?
Well, we went out to where it was 50 feet deep, and there was probably maybe 8 or 9 people on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like the belly button things going, and they were doing the halibut fishing.
Oh, so they're just kind of overboard with the bottom bottom fishing.
So it was idle for quite a while.
Yeah, so you're just sitting there. Yeah. Everybody's jigging over the edge with the pole like this. Jigging.
No, not when we're doing for the hell of it. It's like the second you feel one little thing, you're like doing this the whole time.
There's
no like, if you let go, like one time I let go and I was like, goodbye. I didn't want to see you anyway. Because I was trying so hard.
I didn't want to see you anyway.
It was like 3 feet to my face. And I saw that little crooked eye and I wanted it. And I let go for like a half a second, like I was tired.
You gave slack on the line.
Yeah, and it went 50 feet. And I was just like, nope. I hate its guts. But, you know, that pole is like right on you. So yeah. I had to finish, but I caught it. It was fun. But it was just like after about an hour, I was done with that particular thing. I wanted to be
check
someplace else.
Check, please.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very fun. I mean, the old school way of fishing, like trolling out there, just bobbing up and down with the fucking 85 poles out in the back open. They don't get weeds or tangle. Oh, God. Kill me. And you just.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fun. Like you're just cheating almost.
No, we changed that, man. They do a run and gun style. It's my brother brought that into the picture. You know, it's, you know, run into the birds, run into structure, chasing the birds. So it's a lot more, it's faster. So.
You know, the whole Lowry family, men, I should say, you're all outdoorsy and trying new stuff and creative. It's crazy how. What's the word? Native, you are.
Native. Oh, man. It's, I don't know. I know that's where my brother finds his healing. I mean, you pointed out, I guess, when I'm coming back from the beach like that, I'm like, yeah, it's cool, man. Cut me off. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? My slamming brakes. I'm like, hey, I'll back up. Go ahead. You know, I'm coming back like, whatever. You know, when I'm at least when I'm at the beach and then, you know, hanging there with you and seeing, you know, pups running around or whatever, just then that sun starts to go into the back. God, it gets all fiery pink,
yeah.
Especially when there's storms around in Florida, like the desert, too. It's, you know, the sky dances like that.
Yeah, it's funny because we tried to take a picture of it.
It's
and
just,
it
just no justice.
You look at it and you go, aw.
Yeah.
It's not the same. That's when you go, put your camera down and actually enjoy it then because it's not going to be remembered the same way even from your picture.
Yeah, that's true. What's up, Chris? It's my buddy Chris Jarrell, man. I miss you too, Chris. I see you're traveling all over the place, man. Chris, a cool cat. What's
Miss
up,
Angela.
Karen?
Hey,
what's up, Angela? Karen, little Richard Everett, man. I saw him, last year, I think. I hadn't seen him in a while. Tracy's on too, and Melissa too. What's up, everybody? Yeah, we're just hanging.
I'm blind in my days over here. My computer, it sucks. I was sitting there working on my computer and I spilled my coffee and it went right into my freaking keyboard. It was like 2 seconds, but it wasn't the whole coffee. And I jumped up and Adam had a really good idea.
That Chinese fire, that was great. We were, we went for the rice in the thing, flipped that over. We tried, like, I don't know. Ask yourself for a moment. It spills onto the computer quickly. What do you do? What's your first move with the computer, right? What do you do? Are you pushing on the keyboard to dab it up? You flip it upside down, right? But then do you get the blow dryer?
Yeah, we were like doctors for like immediately, like it was ridiculous how we were running around.
Somebody out there's like, throw it in rice. I'm like, we did that. So we dumped the jasmine rice into the pan and then flipped it over. And I'm like, there's rice getting into the computer. We'll never get the rice out. And it flipped that over.
Now
and
we're like, oh my God, pick that up.
Rice pieces that are half cooked now because they got hot coffee on them and trying to pull those out. So I don't think the computer sucks. I think dumping coffee on a computer sucks.
Patricia sucks. Negative one for Patricia. You know what though? It works, but it has to be plugged in. So basically, I think I just blew up the battery.
Yeah, it'll live.
So if it remotely gets unplugged, like.
I went through two laptops throughout studios in this little venture here with the Cognitive Rampage in the last 4 years. Two computers have bit the dust because I've reached over and one first coffee and a few waters. I thought I lost a phone that way. The indestructible iPhone, was it the 4? That's made out of like.
The fat one?
Gunmetal. No, the one that's one? Like, yeah. Heavy, the shorter one. That's the 4 or the 5?
That's the four, I believe.
That's the four, yeah. That thing was indestructible. I was live on air, dumped my coffee on it. It literally poured on the phone. Just went over it, shook it like this. Nothing happened. I'm like, man, if I talk too close on the speakerphone and spit on it, it shit breaks. I gotta get a new one.
My BlackBerry was my favorite. I could drop it, throw it.
You get a BlackBerry, you put another one back in you? Oh, I mean, they did last. Yeah,
yeah, they were great. They took really good pictures, too.
Yeah. The camera's a hell of an upgrade on the newer iPhone.
For sure.
Yeah, my camera sucks. Or I'm just terrible at taking pictures. I
think you can actually do like an upgrade or something like that for the camera part on the phone.
Oh, like an attachment? That's all I need. Something else to break or fall off of there.
No attachment, honey. An app.
Yeah, I'm not into attachments. I like connection.
Connection. We did have a really cool experience this weekend. Or you want to save that for another show?
Yeah, that's CanaCast. We usually talk about that on. But we did reveal our nonprofit organization at this Soterra event. Soterra is a grow facility here on the outskirts of somewhere.
On the outskirts of somewhere.
Yeah, and a bunch of armed guards. But we went through there Saturday and got a tour of Soterra and saw their grow operation, if you will. Took schematics. I'll be passing those off to my Jamaican friends. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm retired.
He was like,
yeah, I was walking around with my retinal camera.
Yeah, he's literally behind me walking, going, camera one, camera two.
Oh man, got the interview not Wayne but Wesley Reynolds, the CEO there,
not or the Wayne. President.
Yeah, I can't believe I called him Wayne at the end of the interview.
You know what, I wouldn't even recognize it because you were really solid at the first time that you said his name, so it was like
yeah, the other time
it's a W.
I truly was thinking of my Uncle Wayne too when I said it. I was like, oh, Wayne, that's it. Wayne, no, I'm not standing here with Wayne. This is to catch people up. We met with the president of the Florida Soterra grow operation, if you will. It sounds so gangster. And met with him and his.
You can make anything sound gangster and be like.
But it does when you're like his grow facility and his cultivator. So I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing you didn't announce.
I was trying to give you a compliment.
Oh, I know. I still haven't learned how to take
those. What's wrong with you?
I don't hate them. They're very kind.
However, I hear a however or a but.
Although,
hey, pretty good one.
Although, touché. I'm like, how to respond? Thank you.
Yeah. Although.
But you threw me off. I squirreled off.
Maybe that's why you don't like them.
Wesley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got to chat with the CEO there of Soterra and see their grow operation and talk to them. Some exciting things. But we announced our nonprofit, if you will, the new organization we founded in front of Soterra and those on the private tour. Physician's tour out there. I am not a doctor, so it was a physician's tour, but announced it out there and not going to announce it here, actually. Yeah, we'll leave it with the physicians for now. But it was a fun weekend to do that Saturday. I appreciate shout out Adam Taylor there.
Yes, that was really kind of them to invite.
Yeah, and walk around. It was a good time Saturday. And I feel like when we got back Saturday, I was like, did we do something? Was that yesterday?
I know, because we spent half the day. When I say we, I mean you. Spent half the day driving.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't mind being your chauffeur, man. A goddess needs one of those. Actually, a goddess wouldn't, right? A goddess would just kind of like, psh, I'm here, psh, I'm gone, right? You can just do what you want.
No, I don't. But you need a chauffeur if I can go. Goddess likes to sit on top of some sort of throne and carried.
It's just so I can go. That's why you need a chauffeur, so I can go.
Yeah, no, I like to be finally in the passenger seat. I told you that today. Remember, I said, I've never felt more like a woman in my lifetime.
You're going to get emails. Patricia, explain exactly what you mean by a woman, okay? You don't need a man to make you. I'm telling you.
I don't care what anybody says when
it
comes to that.
I know, I love that about you.
I could give two shits.
I wonder why I love that. Because I'll drop a random fuck in the middle of an episode and be like, oh, well, that kind of ruined it for me there.
Right. That's funny. But you, those are the ones where you go, then you were probably not the proper listener. Proper.
The proper listener.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, Angela's back. Happy I got you guys live. Yeah. I'm happy
she
we're
says
live.
She always misses it. Maybe it's her little baby.
She had a little story, too. You know what I mean? To watch Angela almost like, I don't know, blossom through the tribe. It was kind of cool.
She did evolve.
Yeah, oh, better word. Yeah, it's more scientific. Yeah. She evolved to a... I mean, look, Facebook is Facebook. You only pull what you got. But she was pretty transparent in the shit she was sharing, yeah. You know, and what you see and what she would share on those live try videos. And to watch her have her child like that and make some decisions and put everybody in a better place, including herself. And
you know. She was really vulnerable. And when you get to see other females go through that or something that you've gone through yourself or maybe even just a portion of what they're going through, like an emotion, and you might just say one little compliment just to remind them that they're beautiful or they're smart or they're strong, whatever they're doing, right? And then when you step away from it, you don't always continue to watch the videos because you have other things going on, whatever. And when you can kind of catch up real quick and do a little bit of research and you see that smile changing, she got a haircut right afterwards,
yeah, yeah.
And her haircut looked great, and you could see her just sitting up taller in her pictures. And then the sweetness and the lack of worry in her eyes when she's staring at her baby in those pictures. And then you see the man back in the picture, and you just see all these things, even if the man's not still there. All these images that I did see were, I didn't feel like they were just created to create this picture or story on the picture, you know, like I got to hear the voices of behind it where they show their sadness, and it's not like someone just getting on there and complaining.
Yeah.
You know the difference where you're just kind of go, this is what I'm going through.
Yeah, I would delete that video from the tribe. If somebody went on the tribe and just complained, you know, there's a difference, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
Complaining and revealing or being vulnerable or questioning. There's a difference. Like, these motherfucking, these stupid, and da, da, da.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different. I probably did a video, too, like that. I probably should watch it. I'm sure I threw one up in some fit of rampage.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is that when you see those ones that are causing a little bit more negativity than you intended.
Yeah.
You do remove them for a while.
Yeah, it's true.
And then you put them back to where they're viewable, but you remove it if it's causing not a positive reaction.
Well, sometimes I sleep on a video. If I do a video or even a podcast, you know, I'll put it out and I sleep on it. And I wake up the next day and I'm kind of like, it's out there. And I'm like, that may hurt somebody. You know, and I try to, like, if it hurts somebody or if it's something like that, if it may, or it wasn't attacking somebody like that directly, I kind of like,
I know, but there are sometimes, too, when you have to just do what you do, because just the other day when we were going through what we were going through and you aired that video live, which was really emotional for both of us.
You're
poking
me going.
It was. I really, really...
I got off a glimpse automatically. I was just like, da, 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 the tears are coming. I'm like, ah, da.
Oh, yeah. But they were... not premeditated. It was,
but you sparked those, man. I'm telling you, like, we chat about something and I remember something and you inspire those. You do.
You know what, yesterday or the day that happened,
sometimes people on Facebook inspire those too. I see somebody else like post a comment or something too, but a lot of times lately, I mean, you kick those off out of me. That's why I'm like, oh God, I'm about to go right.
Well, I wanted to share this with you. That day that happened.
Yeah.
You know, for about 5-10 minutes before that, you were just as emotional, but with myself, right?
Yeah.
And it was feeling wonderful. And the moment that you suggested to share that, when I wanted to do that, I felt like I was really giving everybody out there a gift.
Oh,
like, I was going, I cannot keep this in. This is like, I would be a stingy ass bitch if I kept that in, because I got enough. Because sometimes, you know, you go, oh, let's just keep that to ourselves. You've said that, I've said that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was one thing that was so moving that I couldn't repeat it at all the way that it was happening.
I can never re-repeat. I try. I've had a podcast or two, you know. It's that all. I like that authentic, you know, right there. You know, if you miss that and then you try to go back and do two, you're like, it's never,
yeah,
like
it's
the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, but I do like how we keep it somewhere. I'm like, that's for us.
Yeah.
You know, I put it out there because, I don't know. Some I do, some I feel like it. I've definitely been a lot more selective too on that. Certainly have been.
No, I like all the ones that you've chosen to share.
I'm waiting on yours.
My videos.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do videos a long time ago all the time.
Yeah. You were going live on the tribe a lot.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I kind of explained why I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can re-explain it.
Yeah,
it just,
why? Go on.
Because it was when my life was changing and I was living here without my children.
Oh.
And the change, so...
That's right, that's right.
I didn't want to... This is not the right choice, but it is the choice I made. So the choice I made was to kind of conceal my happiness because I didn't want them to feel like I was happy without them.
Mm.
You know?
That's hard. So, yeah.
But I actually ended up talking to each and every one of my kids about how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And they reassured me that, oh my gosh, no, we have been listening to you, watching you. Fall in love with this person, why wouldn't you want to share that, your happiness, you know? And they reassured me that maybe I shouldn't require that, but I'd not ever done this before, so I don't know how.
There's a part of that that is so authentically genuine with so much compassion, and I know what's behind all those intentions, you know, and thoughts. So, you're an open and loving, compassionate person that doesn't like to infringe any kind of harm really on people too much if you cannot do it. But let somebody put harm towards you or towards somebody else and it could be a different ballgame. I can relate. I can relate.
Yeah.
I'm finding that to be so in love and relationships, honestly, is.
Oh, where you relate?
No, I'm just, being with somebody that's a lot like you, not being with somebody that's opposite you, being somebody that with somebody that is a lot like you. And I understand that you can have same values, right? I mean, we can subjectively split this apart in relationships all we wanted to, right? We share the same values. We don't do the same things, but we have the same values.
Yeah.
And, hey, cool. It may work for you. You know, I don't believe there's any one way to do a relationship. Again, there wouldn't be 8 million books on the shit,
okay.
You know, so I don't think there's one way to do it. So, but what I'm finding is really, someone has this, not only the same, I guess, values, you know, because I think values and this can be a way to really, I don't know, it keeps your choices too broad, right? Because to say that, you know, they like family, love, and you kind of have these are values, right, that we have, well, it kind of can be pretty wide, you know what I mean? So your net is so huge. That's why I talked a lot about standards and preferences, right? How you do that, I won't get into all that shit. But the idea that we share a similar filter of things, a similar want to experience things we haven't experienced, to live outside the norm, to not live as we're supposed to, you know, and that kind of, and you're continuously making movie scenes in your mind. And I dig that shit. You know, I always say life's better with a soundtrack, and it's better when you think about it's page 48 or chapter 17, right? Or those, and we look at life that way, and we kind of create movies each minute, you know, and
that's very true. It's funny because we actually, it's like we go like this, okay, let's try this now. And there's no, like, I mean, obviously, we're not making ridiculous decisions and, you know, irresponsible decisions, but it's the kind where you go like this, it's not the end of the world if it doesn't work out, if it's not fun, if it's, you know, not what you were expecting, and trying new things, trying new business adventures, new, other adventures.
New locations.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I think so many people do look at it that way, you know, whether it's their, you know, 9-to-5 job that keeps their family in line, right, and everything risks upon it. But I don't know, entertain that for a minute, right? I'll what's the word they use? Let's unpack that. That's the sentence people like, right? Let's unpack that a minute. You know, what so be it if maybe the family decides to make a business change or take a hit in income where the kid doesn't necessarily get the biggest Christmas ever or the, you know, the biggest house on the block or that, right? Maybe they downsize a certain way and you risk being able to do that. But eventually you'll recoup, you know, you'll come back, you'll find something else and do something. But I think leaving that security blanket, being able willing to risk that, I think you can also teach your kids what life can be about, that you can fail. You don't have to stay attached to the one thing you've committed to forever.
Well,
you know, because like I was telling you this morning, is I may sound selfish, but I do think about my dying day, that I lay there and it's 10 seconds before the lights go out. And that thought to where all those social constructs don't matter anymore. All of what everyone thought about you doesn't matter anymore. And you're laying there exiting this bitch by yourself. And you're sitting there kind of thinking about going, how many motherfuckers you thought about before yourself, or what thing you wanted to try or didn't do. And there goes, as far as we know, that there goes your turn. Pac-Man, that's it. One game. That's it. And I think about that. And I don't think about it dreadfully, like, oh my God, it may come. I just think about the mind frame then. And I study a lot of old people too. And, you know, and just kind of, I don't want to be there and look back and go, I didn't try this or attempt this because either I would have failed, or I'm not going to have a retirement by the time I hit this, or I'm not doing what a man's supposed to do when they're mature. You know what I mean?
And why don't you have three kids?
Yeah. Why haven't you quit yet? You know? Yeah. And so there's no one way to do it either, but, the freedom that we both share and the willingness to go all in.
Yeah.
That for me is, that's something I can dig, man. That's my Bonnie and Clyde shit. You know what I mean? I'm down with that, because you're right. At the end, what happens? You know, I encourage people, you know, a lot that way, is to say, play that shit out. You make the choice, you do the thing, and then this happened, and then what? Well, you still breathing, right? Shit's good. Keep playing that shit out. Then what happens?
But see, here's the difference between you and the person, the average person that people complain about that make these types of decisions, is they depend on other people to make up for their mistake that they made, shit, or the wrong decision.
I lived that way for a long time. You know, I struggle with that crossover still. You know, that was a rooted part of a way I lived, in a philosophy, you know, a victim feeling for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's, that I think is the average person a lot, right? We all feel that.
Yeah.
Shit, I feel that a lot still, you know, that crosses over and what you're supposed to do, what's worth doing, you know, man, there's no perfect, life, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. But you, are a survivor naturally.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And so you get through it, and you don't get through it on the bottom of the list. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I feel you, girl.
But there's other people that would be constantly struggling on every scale.
If they had to live like that. Now, if I had to live their life,
they were making, right,
I lose my fucking mind. You know what I mean? If I had to go where the boss told me to go and dress in the uniform they told me to dress in, and look at what I'm wearing. You know what I mean?
I was going to lie and go, I told you to put that shit on.
But people that do that, though, I wouldn't knock that, because that's fucking hard. You know, so I wouldn't knock that shit, man, if that's what someone's choosing, right? Because let's face it, you know, all the entrepreneur blog guru talkers about quit your job, start your shit, live your own life that they did, it all fucking sounds good, you know, but businesses fail, people go through it. I think you can attempt it if that's something you want to do. But some people, and what do you really do with a system that's so rigged anyway, for the most part, about 9 to 5, right? You know, so some people are okay with going like, look, I have a little job that I do, but when I'm fucking off, I'm off. It allows me, you know, enough time to do this, and it's okay. You know, that I got my Saturday, Sundays, occasional 3-day weekends, the 2 weeks out of the year, and a couple play days in between there.
It's like that show we were watching, that prison show. The guy that was, he quit his great job, 401k, or all that kind of stuff. Or wait, maybe it was the opposite. He quit his other job and went to the job that was 9 to 5, 401k, as the prison chef.
Yeah, he was a restaurant owner.
Yeah.
He was a restaurant owner and had multiple restaurants and just got chewed up a little bit and just said, I need health insurance, you know, and then he just gets to teach people how to cook, which is what he really liked doing, was teaching people. No pressure, no rush. You know, he's enjoys what he's doing teaching, and then he's done, you know, restaurant.
That was, to me, a good example of when those are actually very productive.
Yeah, sure, man. And so I don't hate on anyone. You know, I think one threatens the other and the other scares the other one. You know, that if a person that does choose to live that way, you can add it with those that choose to, let's add the three levels that you and I talked about, right? The three divisions that people love to, there's like this natural team. If you rent, you're in that group.
I know.
If you own a home, you're in that group.
Yeah.
If you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, you're in that group. If you're married, you're in that group. If you have kids, you enter that group. But if you're in those groups and those groups meet each other, there is a nose down effect. It's like, oh, you're renting. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. You know, I've had people apologize, you know, and I want to look and like,
oh, it's so ridiculous.
I'm sorry you're anchored to the place that you know, but there's an art. You get this hatred. You have this fuel back and forth.
It's immediate from them.
Sure. And any side too, right? If the people that don't live 9 to 5 are looking back at them going, how the fuck do you live that way? You're a slave to your job and your house, yeah. Right? But
there's the reverse where they go, you don't own it. It owns you.
Mother. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so each side can argue, but I think the reason it's so intense is, it argues the other's belief. So if, say, I'm a divorced guy and I'm hanging out with a married guy who's been married to that same woman with a kid or two, one, she hates me already off rip just because I'm divorced. I'm probably leaking divorce, you know.
You're far too happy to be around my husband.
Yeah. You get that kind of look of my married friend's wives. Once I divorced, they're like, ah, fuck you.
Okay. So in the reverse, if you had a friend or if you were married and you had... And your wife had a...
All of my friends when I was married were single.
Your wife had a friend that was a wild single woman.
Yeah.
Would you be at all reserved about letting her go?
No.
Hop in it?
No. Because you're going to come home and be fun. Go have fun, please. Because you're going to come home and ravish me. I know what's coming. I'm going to be like, yeah, ain't no dude out there like me anyway. Go ahead. You're going to come home and we're going to have a blast.
That from the very beginning when we met.
Yeah. I did actually. Yeah. I was like, I'm not worried about you being out with that dude talking to you. You ain't me. Yeah. And, you know, arrogantly, I'm silent. I'm like, fuck.
No,
not really. But it was cool inside, we all think. But no, I think, yeah, go out. You got to let them do that. You know, go wild out, man. Have a good time, please. If you're really trusting and love somebody in a relationship, if you're hawking like that and you're worried about a girlfriend influencing your wife or girlfriend, you better check your relationship to begin with. Because unless your friend is going to Bill Cosby her, you're all right.
Yeah, right.
But if you're worried that your friend may get her drunker and she'll do something else and it's not her friend and she'll make you make a bad decision, be with another guy, cheat on her. If you're worried about that, you're going to question that relationship.
Yeah, if you're an adult, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to question that for sure.
No, but I've seen lots of women where they do go, oh, God, don't go hang out with that guy. Please, he's an asshole. He does this to women. All he wants is that, and you're just going to be his wingman. Those are lots of things that I hear from women about their sleazy friends. And maybe even, like you said, not sleazy, just single.
Yeah. We scrolled off because we were also talking about we were talking about the divorce, right? Not liking the divorce guy or any version of that. And then I'm not going to have a baby. You know, I have my daughter. She's 18. I'm good. And
how dare you not want one?
Well, they look at you like, oh, how dare you? We are not short on people, lady. And you know what I mean? I'm like, for one, we're not short on people. We're good. And how can I be selfish to the mythical child that's not here? And people are like, you're so selfish. For who?
You.
I'm actually looking out for people, not at another person taking up a lot of
stuff. I have so much respect for people that can recognize that they're not supposed to be a parent or they don't want to be a parent.
Yeah.
Or they don't think they can be. And it doesn't matter what your reason is. If you don't want to, what's so wrong with that?
Well, this is what we're speaking to, is what it does is all of those people have a belief schema, right? The choices they've made, the life they have. So if any one of those opposite people are around the other person, if they can't deal with it, they're not mature enough to understand or respect the other person's ability to be that way, whatever way that way is, what they're really doing just by being there is questioning your life and vice versa. So if the single girl, single guy, right, is over at her or his married friend's house, right, where the kids are there, yeah. and he's just happy, and he just got back from Barbados, and he's heading to this thing, right, and he's at this conference, right, or whatever sounds like it, and he's talking like that, what it's doing, and after he got divorced, his whole life changed, he got in better shape, right, it just is, you know, and so the husband, right, if he's looking at that kind of going, oh, man, maybe my whole life is questioned. So he can't like that person, right? He's got to put that off. The wife certainly can't. But even vice versa, right? If it comes over, the husband's looking at the friend who just needs to settle down. And he's like, when are you going to grow up, man? When are you going to settle down, you know, buy a house, have a couple kids, wear loafers? You know, when are you going to, like, wear not Dickies, you know? when are you going to do that, okay? It's about that time. Because, frankly, what they're saying is, well, you living like that is scaring me. It's frankly scaring me that I could have lived like that, and I don't. So maybe I'm doing it wrong, but all I can do is look at you and say, you're probably doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. But we all do that. So we're all afraid of the other story at first because it makes our story look like we've been fucking up. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my God. You know?
Or they kind of go off of, you've had people say before, oh, it's just a honeymoon stage.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Yeah, the couple looks at us kind of happy and they're like, oh, you're in the honeymoon phase. That's cute. I'm like, so indirectly what you just said, this will pass.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you said. Thank you, nice person.
Not very even indirect.
No, it is. It's kind of like, oh, you're in the honeymoon phase. So it's like, shortly you'll be out of this and hate each other like I do my other half.
Yeah. Aww. And sadly they look at each other and agree.
Yeah.
Yes, bitch.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, man, love's about sacrifice, man. That shit, you know, God. You circle back to that, man. A lot, but you do see that
prejudice.
I see nose down, right? The renters,
yeah,
right? Oh,
sure.
Do you own your home? No, oh,
right? Or what's funny is, like, depending on how you and I are dressed, we get treated so differently, right?
Yeah,
I was dressed nice one day and I was parked in front of my house, and this person came up to me, they didn't know that because I was new in the neighborhood, and she was like talking so much crap about the renters. And I was like, yeah, us bastards, we're so horrible, aren't we?
Oh, man.
Just like that. Like, no meanness, but just like I allowed her to feel the complete awkwardness. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were blah, blah. And I go, well, what are you sorry for?
Right.
What part are you sorry for?
Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm sorry. I thought I knew you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought I knew. I was talking to a friend that did.
I'm like, you thought you knew me?
Yeah, this status differentiation is downright sickening sometimes, and you see that separation of person. But I hope people do listen to this and they realize why their single friend isn't around anymore isn't because he's an asshole or because she's not trustworthy or whatever. It's because it really infringes on your questioning your own life, and more than likely it may make you a little uncomfortable. And vice versa, if you're on the happy other side, you know what I mean? If you are the homeowner who's happy, then you used to rent, you know, right? If you are the one that had kids and it changed your life, you know how many times you look at me, it just changes you, man. As if I'm arguing it changes you. I love that part when the people are arguing me. At first I love how they start off on how I know you have an adopted daughter, but it's not the same. And then I'm like, now I'm supposed to respect you and listen to the rest of your fucking advice?
Right, dude.
After you just trashed.
You're immediately on mute.
Yeah, like you just trashed my relationship and said it ain't the same. One, you don't have an, if you don't have an adopted, you don't know. We also choose to love you biologically, you're kind of programmed at first, then you fuck that up. You know, but obviously I have an issue with this. And they open with that idea. It's like, so I'm just, you know, I can't explain it, man. So, and I'm not. Not arguing that at all. I am certainly sure something changes. No doubt. I would not argue that. Mm-hmm. You change. You want other things. You look at things that are more important. Things that I get all that. And I commend anybody that takes that and moves that and is a great parent. I mean, are you kidding? They have a shortage of great parents. You know what I mean? They give a shit. But when they cast that judgment across that other person, first one by denouncing the fact, well, you just have an adopted daughter. First, fuck you. And then you go on to tell me, it's like, well, you just have to, or something. Yeah. And I'm just going, wow. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with that. I don't want to be you. You know, two, but I'm happy. But there's such a forced shot. And I do the same, right? And I throw it back to the opposite of the whatever, right? Yeah. All the same. And I try to calm down, you know, and be like, look, those people working like that, do that fucking hero, dog. I can't do it. You know, I can't, not because it's like some,
I don't feel like there's like a stone that I'm curious to turn over.
No?
No, not when it comes to, like, you know how you're saying, like, the stereotypes of lives that you're supposed to live.
Right.
You know, like, what people think you should and shouldn't do.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of put the ones down that I didn't want to necessarily see anymore, or I enjoyed that portion of it. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes people, you get that sense from them of, oh, I wish I had.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I had tried that, or I wish I had not done this, or I don't feel that way. Do you?
Now, I think perhaps to my fault, that has been one of the lines that fuel me, is making sure that doesn't happen. Like, I was talking about that end of life is going, making sure I didn't, like, go, it's sold out, or I'm doing this, or it's what you're supposed to do, you know, or I have, it was really good to reconnect with my cousin today, you know, via text. I love that guy. And as we traded the text, you know, and how happy he is with the life he's built for himself, man, I was like, I'm proud of you, you know, and kind of from afar, sometimes people assume that maybe because I'm not married or I got divorced, right, and I have my adopted daughter, right? You know, it's like, are you okay? You know?
You've been making some irrational decisions. Or some,
you know, it's like that. I'm like, actually, it's turned out almost like I wanted. I always wanted it a little quite different. I wanted to just do it differently. And that's funny that for most of us, life will give you, what you want deep down inside. A lot of times, at least in my life, I've really noticed that maybe what you want on the surface or in the middle, you may not get, and there's probably a good reason. But generally, I have found life to feed me deeply what I've always wanted eventually. And in good timing, too. Eventually good timing, when I thought I needed it then, and I get it later, yeah. You know, or something. Or something doesn't make it, and I'm like, thank God it didn't. You know,
That's really, I mean, it's funny because you almost, like, you know, there's several people just going to throw up when we're talking like this, but it really feels the same. Like,
your line. It's worth the wait,
yeah.
I guess. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I do get over it. You know me. I want to give it to me now. I get it, you know, and shit doesn't get it. But for some reason, life generally, maybe it eventually pops up and goes, I'm like, I sometimes look at life, I'm like, how did you fucking know I needed that? You know, I mean, how did you know I wanted that? You know, I'm like, I didn't know I wanted that. You know, and it, I don't know.
It's effortless if it's actually who you are. Like, I promise you, you would not have looked at me and said, she wants a smart gangster that knows how to put it down.
That is subjective.
You know, like,
my
desires or my little pieces that I would put together to me, that would in my mind be my Prince Charming, my perfect captain.
I'm starting to sweat really badly right now. I'm sweating really badly. I don't know if it's the leather chairs or my velour pants on right now.
Fine, I'm not going to finish.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. That's okay.
Did I get awkwardly uncomfortable too far?
I know you hate compliments, but whatever. All I was trying to get at was
the
same thing that you just said, only I was going to say my side.
What she said?
Mm-hmm.
Proceed.
Okay. So, I would put on paper everything that I dreamt of. And one of those little things, when I drew the image of someone that was attractive, I drew someone that looked like you with glasses.
What?
Yeah. I'm not trying to sound psycho. I'm saying that I didn't put a beard. I'm just saying someone that was like you. You know what? Suck a bag of dicks.
Oh, man. You're awesome.
Until you're stuffed.
No.
I was going to say what I usually say, but I'm not going to go there because I don't know who's watching.
You got me laughing. I am sweating though profusely.
I was earlier, remember?
Yeah.
I was like, is this
before we went live, you're like, it's warm. It's a little warm.
Yeah, it was though, but we had literally just walked in and come over here, and I'm not gonna lie, I did go put on some lipstick and a little bit of eyeliner.
I still have all my velour sandy pants, my Hawaiian shirt. This is my Forever Beach Hawaiian shirt. If you look back on all the Cognitive Rampage videos at the beach, I'm wearing this one. This is the one that stuck out. This is actually a shirt I bought for Morgan for her dress like a tourist day.
Yeah.
In like ninth grade or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep that.
That's funny.
Been a beach shirt ever since.
Yeah, it's always made me happy.
Yeah, and then I picked up this hat with you in Sedona.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I love the hat. Shout out to you, D, Mama D, and the store. If you're in Sedona, go to what
you
want.
No bad ideas. Go to what's it called?
Yeah, so you know the store. What you want?
I wanted you to be able to repeat it because I talked over you.
Oh, you're better than me.
Now I'm the asshole.
Yeah, with Mama D's store, what you want out in Sedona. If you're out there, go see Mama D. Tell her you're either from the Tribe of Change or tell her Patricia or Adam sent you. And
yeah, I got to say something about her since we're on her.
Go on.
I'm usually pretty selective on who I allow to be like really up in my space.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do plenty of hugs if they're the side hug a little bit or just a hug enough to... I hug people, but there's some... Not in a good way. I've just kind of been reserved.
I wish people would see your face as you're saying that, too. At the same time. That was awesome.
Come on. And so... I hate your guts.
You're just funny and cute. I'm sorry. All right. No
so,
lie.
She immediately... She immediately hugged me and was rubbing my arms, and I was not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I just felt so welcomed and so understood. I never even thought that I would even talk like that. Like, I've actually been that person where I go, oh, you did. You know, like bad. Do you feel better? Oh, okay. We should go get back on the bus. They're going to leave soon. But I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
I felt very, I actually kind of felt loved or cared about.
Yeah, she was real. Mm-hmm. There's something about, even that store, the aura in the store right now. I'm sounding like the weird guys right now. Oh, the aura? Really?
Yeah.
The aura, Adam?
Patricia and Adam have gone off the
That's it. They're auras now. Yeah. But I did. She was awesome. So we picked up that hat out there so that the beach attire is gathered. Mm-hmm. I tried to throw out the Hawaiian shirt and I couldn't do it. I was like, no Hawaiian shirt this year.
You told me you did.
No, it's
back. And I saw it. It was like an old little blankie. I was like, oh, that's so cute. I'll put it back in his closet.
I'm throwing the yearbook, but I'm not throwing out the fucking Hawaiian shirt.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just wait until you lose it somewhere, or that would be something I'd do.
Yeah.
Have I not left an item of clothing?
Clothing? Clothing, that's new, that's a mix.
An item of clothing.
You're going to get
emails. That's a heavy tongue.
You sound like your mom right there.
Oh, I can do that. Oh, Patricia, don't do that. Why do you do that? Don't talk like that, buddy.
Oh, man. Your mom's going to email you.
My mom doesn't email. She would go, Patty, Lisa said you were talking about me. Lisa, my sister Lisa, she would always tell on me, Lisa. But she did it out of love. Now it's funny when you look back and you think, do you think back to yourself at all? I was the dirt bag.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God. I just talked to my old friends for a little while, and I'm like, fuck me. I was an asshole.
No wonder.
Seriously, I was an asshole. Like, Sean was just here. Sean's like, hey, you remember when you, and I was like, no. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, fuck. I'm like, man, wow. I learned that. I forgot who else I was talking to. Dropped a story or two, and I was like, son of a bitch.
I wasn't the asshole. I was just the one that was
I was an asshole.
In trouble for laughing too much. Like, even with friends, like me and Claire, we were at the lunch table. I just felt like I looked really weird just now. So we're sitting at a table at lunch. This is over at Aurora Hills. And one of our friends got upset with us and said, I don't like how much you guys laugh. And I'm think you guys are bitches because you laugh so much.
You did look like that. Up on the screen is a delay, right?
Oh,
so
great.
When you said you made the face, I turned over and watched, and you totally made that face. And then you did the made fun of yourself face. I was like, was that the made fun of? Oh, that was the, oh.
Yeah, I just felt pretty
You were
weird.
Right on.
Gross. Yeah. People are going to be like, at 4:32, she said. Go look at her face. It'd be like a screenshot.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I know, because you... I don't remember. I was probably boring.
No, you're not bored.
I don't remember either, to be honest. I kind of was going off. Oh, I was talking about my relationship with Claire, how
yes,
Claire. I would get in trouble as a kid for laughing so much, even with friends. I wasn't the asshole. I was just the one that would laugh too much.
What? You have like 8 different laughs for one, and they're all hilarious. And once you start laughing on one of them, if I love when I hear a rare one and it comes out that I'm laughing. So I don't know. You should be moved to the front of the class. You know?
Yeah, I was Mr. Schmidt, the history teacher.
I don't like him already.
Yeah, he did not like me. But it was okay. I had fun.
He envied you as all.
What did you say?
He envied you as all.
Oh, he envied me. Probably yeah. not. What is she saying? I have to keep shaking.
I get that. You can't do that. You're a mother now. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the social construct of what you can't do or you're supposed to do. Here's what they're really saying. Oh, you can't do that because we all didn't. And if you did, it would make us feel bad about our choices.
Yeah.
But no one can really communicate. So what they do is go, there's things you can't do because you're a mother now. And because I don't do them, well, if you do them, it makes me uncomfortable that I probably could be doing them. And I don't do them because I'm better than you. And so if you do them, it makes me think I'm even better than you, even more. And so then you can't do those anymore because you're a mother.
And those are some things that are so touchy-feely. You have to be, or not touchy-feely, just touchy.
Creepy. No, but
you have to be very delicate if you have advice for someone about how they're parenting.
For sure. Oh, you definitely do, man. Oh,
especially in a relationship. I didn't ever have to go through that, really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, it can be tough, man. It certainly is. I don't know. It's what's passed down when we make a choice or have to do something, and what's told what we're supposed to say and not supposed to do, or who someone's supposed to be. Those are, like you said, they're sensitive topics, you know. But again, I think we keep going back to the same idea, is that when people choose certain lives and they've chose those lives, and someone else then chooses a similar portion to that life, say get married, say have a child, so whatever, get a job, graduate, go to school, get divorced, whatever. And they feel then this kind of right then to say, well, but I've been here, so now I can tell you. And, you know, would it be just as, I don't know, okay to say back, well, frankly, I don't want to be you or have your life. So what the hell are you telling me yours for, other than for me to know what not to do?
Right.
You know, and but I don't know. It's obviously there's the obviouses, right? Don't hit the kid, right? Don't read the obvious. Don't kill them, right? To feed them good food, right? We get these. Some don't fucking even get the obvious. Hence, I think you should have a license to have a child. I know we'll lose our freedom, but we should. I do. Another time.
You're talking out into the world.
Yeah, I know. I do. If you have a license to drive, a license to get a gun, but you don't need a license to have the most precious thing on the planet.
Right.
We are fucking weird.
I do think that it's too bad that there is not something to wear if you've behaved irresponsibly for 2 times in a row. Anything after that, then you can't have a baby anymore until you've taken classes and passed and got some sort of a degree on parenting.
Oh, yeah. We're getting emails for sure. Oh, there's something that you can't stop. That's when nature happens, whether you have money or not. You know? When God wants you to have a child. No, you had sex. I love it.
You were just stupid.
I love it when they do it. They're like, it's a blessing. Well, yeah, the pregnancy certainly is a blessing. Certainly. But no, biology happened. You had sex.
And when you had
sex. Right. When you had sex, typically that happens. So, blessing. Okay, well, ask me when they're 13. But beyond that, sure, life is a blessing. That's right. No, you just mated. That's what we do. And that's
kind of, those are your offspring.
Yeah, that kind of what happens, yeah. Keep telling yourself it's a blessing, right? We're kidding here, obviously, folks, okay? Your children are blessings to you.
To you. Good morning to you.
To you. You know what you're thinking when you're shopping. And I pointed at the camera. That's right. You know it.
You're a little feisty in a fun way.
Yeah, I am tonight. It was kind of, well, I used to have them as clients when I was a therapist, man. So they would come in and tell me their real thoughts about their children.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, I kind of need to report this, but I'm not going to yet. You know what I mean? You're not elaborating a little too bit, but they, you know, I'm just playing, but it's just thoughts, right? And I'm like, are they?
Yeah. What do you do with that situation where you, you kind of get the vibe that they were actually just kidding, but you also go, fuck, why did you say that out loud?
Yeah, dude, trust me, some parents say some shit when they're the therapist, man, and they're just like...
What are you obligated to do? What do you have
well,
to...
Well, if there's an honest threat to the child themselves, that has to be reported. You know, yeah. you have to call. You know, there's a duty to warn. If somebody is... let's say I'm sitting here with a husband or a wife, and they're talking about hurting the other one.
Yeah.
I have a duty to warn the other person of what's going to happen and report it, especially if they do
what if they said something like... I'm totally going to the what if game, but what if they said something like, I would never do this, but this is what's been crossing my mind.
What you look for is the same way that somebody would talk about suicide is ideations, meaning just some thoughts, suicidal ideations, passes, yeah. thoughts about that, or do you have a plan? Are they vivid? So if someone described, well, you would ask a question if it was suicide, it'd be like, have you thought about how you would do that? I'm like, yeah, I'd wait till Tuesday at 4 o'clock when somebody came home from the thing, and I would have the rope that were used at the thing in the room. Yeah. The vividness
it
is where,
very
right.
meditative.
Yeah, well, you're going, well, this is vivid. You have to go in there. So the same idea would be the vividness of the description that followed the, I would never do this, but, you know, that vividness of it.
Yeah.
You have to be careful in that. And most of the time people are going to err on the side of caution these days, you know, and a lot of times you can't, because otherwise how do you get somebody to talk about the real shit?
Right.
You know, if somebody's like, I'm scared to tell you I'm thinking about killing myself because you're going to Baker Act me.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be like, well, I only got to report it if, you know, you walk through them, you know. And a lot of times people that do go that far, you never know. They don't tell anybody, you know, there's not an attempt. They just do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really get a warning sign, you know. So if anybody's talking about it, I'd say be blessed that somebody's talking about it. And, you know, don't look down on
right.
them. That they just
agree
want
more.
Attention.
Dylan, he was working on that show. My son, Dylan, he was working on a show. And they were videotaping, laughing. I didn't really myself notice signs of someone that would take their life. And just...
Yeah, that girl.
On a whim, she took her life, and she's a beautiful, happy person from the outside. You know, you look at them and you think that they're living the life. You know, she seemed very happy, and all of a sudden she's gone, and there's no like forewarning. So those of you that have people in your life that you get the forewarning, you know, you should really, you know, pay attention to it and
not blow it off if right. they want attention. You know, mm-hmm. be glad they're saying something. So just like that. So there's parents that would say that, you know, they would say, look, I would never do this, but, you know, I thought about, you know, dropping my kid off, you know, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know, and you hear this and then you hear, well, yeah, I got married and, you know, sometimes I think about just packing all of my shit and leaving. I can't stand it, you know, and they'd be a great marriage. You know, she was there for something else, you know,
yeah.
and this stuff power he was even, you know. But you'd hear it, and after you hear that a while, you start to go, man, you know, these are long relationships, you know, long marriages. That's not everybody, you know, these are the, you know, people coming for help. Unfortunately, it's reactionary, you know, people are showing up when shit's fucked up,
yeah.
you know, other than yeah. doing maintenance, go to counseling while you're in a happy stage of your life. That's okay. It's not going to ruin it. You know, a lot of people wait till they're like, hey, I really don't like you right now. You want to go talk to somebody else? And maybe they'll convince me I really could leave you. You know, rather than going, hey, we're good right now. Things are great. Maybe we can optimize. You know, maybe we could take this high horse we're on and go to a counselor and kind of say, hey, what are some steps that we could do to like add to
you
what
really,
we're doing?
You really, okay, so you really think that couples would be prone to do that if they didn't have problems?
I think it would be intelligent. When did Noah build the ark?
Okay, so the thing about it is that I wish that it would almost have like a different phrase.
Sure.
You know,
right, but
like,
because that's, you see how people right. say it? Well, you've been to counseling.
Right.
It's like this, oh, well, what, we're standing at the guillotine. Yeah.
yeah.
We're in line. Yeah. We're yeah. next. We're next. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You're standing outside of that fucking the firing range. Oh, we're totally next. Totally. Yeah. I mean, we're counseling. Yeah.
I'm, that's some place where I actually consider myself very lucky because we do a lot of different exercises. Not even that we're having issues or anything, but
like
we'll try something.
Did.
Yeah. Like that list of love and hate or, another, a couple of other things, exercises that you've, gone through. Like when we read your book, you know, or we went over.
We used that inventory thing. That's mm-hmm. all we did. We just, I printed that little inventory and we just had fun filling that thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, for me, it's daily maintenance why it's on. You know, it's there. You wash your car, right? You don't wait till it's just coated in mud and bugs. Well, hopefully you don't, right? Or something. So the idea is when your relationship's going good, that's a good time to go say, how can we get this better? Or when inevitably we're going to have a problem or this hip happens or when the kid graduates, right? Or whatever the hell. You can, if you're planning for your retirement, if you're planning for your 401 and you're planning, if you're doing that, mm-hmm. go to a counselor and plan about what your life's going to be like living together when the children leave or why the children are here, when football starts for the kid, right? Or whatever it is. And then be proactive and say, okay, so when the season starts for her at softball or whatever, you're already there. You got new tools. You got ways to, when it does get stressful during, August when school's coming back or whatever, you got tools in place. You know, you're already there. You're not going, one, I already hate you. Mm-hmm. Two, I'm resenting the fuck out of you. Right. And, mm-hmm. and now let's go talk to somebody else who I can't stand to let them know how bad we've gotten.
Right. It's sad when you recognize how long people have ignored something that maybe, you know, they've had actually like quite a few signs that were just ignored.
Yeah, and I do hate the fact that, you know, going to counselor or whatever has a stigma in relationships. I do. As an ex-counselor, I hate that. You know, it should be more or less, you know, no one gets mad at you or goes, I'm sorry, when you say, hey, I'm going to a personal trainer. No one's not. They're like, good for you. You're getting proactive.
Well, right. When they resort to life coaching, or you know, that's when it becomes acceptable in the eyes of the world.
Oh, to some, but some are like, oh, he's a life coach. He needs a real professional.
I'm talking acceptable. It is more acceptable to say, oh yeah, I have a life coach, as opposed to saying, I'm going to counseling.
Oh, for sure. You know, for some,
not that they're even remotely qualified.
But some do look at you though when you say you have a life coach, like, oh, you're a moron.
Yeah.
Like they do. And some people do it like, whether it's a mentor, a life coach, pick a name, you know, having people that influence you and help you, definitely. But have someone that's your guru or God, no. No, that's not what we're doing. Uh-uh. We're not, no, I don't advise that whatsoever. But it is though, like it, when someone says, I'm going to go to a personal trainer, right, or I'm going to start losing weight, you are just applauded, and it's like, just good for you. You're just getting your life together. You're going to be great. But if you're like, if you're going to go to counselor as a relationship, right, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm here for you. I'll tell you how bad it is, right? And what you should do. I mean, I'll tell you to do all the things I wish I could do and won't. You know what I mean? That's what they're, you know, but instead of going like, yeah, actually, it's going really well. And why it's going really well, we're going to go learn some more strategies, techniques, some stuff we can implement or try or think about. And while we're not resentful, we can share a couple things that may hurt. Or, hey, when you do this, or I like this more. Yeah. You're not sitting there in counseling going, well, I hate you from last week. You remember when you're sitting there. And so when they do tell you something a little hard on yourself, you can kind of go, oh, you know, where you're like, okay. All right, I can do that. You know, people can't fix what they don't know is broken.
Right. Or that they don't know is getting annoying.
Yeah.
It's not broken. It just is getting annoying.
That's
you
right.
Fix it.
That's right.
You know, where it's not something that's broken. You just, let's tweak this so we both can be happy.
And here's the other relationship. Oh, we do that. We talk about everything. We share everything. Yeah. Put yourself in a safe room with a therapist and see if your other half is now safe enough to really tell you everything. I've had the couples that sit down and they're like, oh, we're doing well. We've just had this one issue. You know, it's bad enough. And he's like, we haven't fucked in 12 years. You know what I mean? And I'm like, really? You know what I mean? It's like, well, we are in separate rooms, but you know, we talk about
this. We're still married.
Yeah. Right. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. There's some work here.
Yeah. That wouldn't last for me unless it was a medical reason.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that would be hard.
It wouldn't be hard. It wouldn't, because it wasn't working.
That's true. Yeah.
I just, no. That to me is such a,
but it's such a personal
unless it was a health thing. You know what I mean? Like something was wrong with you. But when it comes to, you're okay.
There's certainly something wrong. There's certainly something wrong.
Yeah, no, I would not stay in that relationship.
But it's so subjective to the person, though, right? Is what is the, I mean, a blunt question, right? Is what is the length of time that measures you put your work in and tried versus you're leaving too early? right? Or what is the, this isn't fun or annoying and now fun anymore, so I have to leave, right? What is, it's so to the person, right, of what that line is. Is it, well, the minute he punches me square in the face, then I'll leave. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, well, he was drunk. You know, she was just drunk. She was drunk. She didn't mean it. You know, what's, it's so open, that line, for people, right?
Yeah. Everything is actually very circumstantial.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have that one thing where there's, doesn't matter the circumstance. That's that deal breaker for sure.
Yeah.
But then we have the one where we go, I've done some stupid shit before. I've yelled like that before. You know what I mean? Where you just go,
yeah,
they just had a really bad fucking day and I was there to see the wrath.
Yeah.
I forgive you for, you know, maybe even not treating you very nicely, you know, being upset and just being cranky with you to the point where you go, that person doesn't care about me, you know, where you over dramatize it. And it's just like, there are some times where you give them that get out of jail card.
Yeah.
I think you had a really shitty day.
That is good advice. I like that. Is the idea of just kind of going, you don't have to hold them down to everything.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
You know, there have been times when,
how many cards do I have left?
Every time I use one, I give you another one.
Nice. Feel free.
I was like, dang it, I was a dipshit last week. Okay, here, baby, here's your ace.
We should make like actual cards.
We have to. I'm gonna use this one right now.
We fucking should. You want to try that?
Sure.
We really should try, and we pass out, like, you get a couple, and I get even, I don't know, two, three, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And we have the get out of jail free cards, right? And so we can play them either way. To where if I'm an asshole, more than likely that will occur first. If I'm the asshole, I can come back, right? And, or actually, you could give me the card to be like, no, but see, right? Then we're kind of almost attacking each other, right? It's kind of going, here. No. You know what I mean? Here's your card.
Or how about if you're being proactive and you know that you're going to be one and you go, here, I'm an asshole.
Ah.
This is what's going to happen if you want to stick around.
I like that. It's like a yellow card for soccer.
It's, you get
a
warning.
Here's your yellow card. You're about to get a red.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
And then maybe I can just pass a card, like, get out of jail free card.
It's that code word. Like, if you're in public or something, we should come up with one of those where you're just talking too much shit right now. Where you go, Julia's coming today.
Yeah.
She's going to pick you up in about an hour. That's where you go, that means shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I've taken that joke too far.
I'm writing this down.
You know, we should come up with something like that too.
Yeah, the well, they usually use that in the dom scene, right? What's the safe word when it's getting too rough?
Right.
It's getting too rough in the Publix line here. mustard. Yeah. I'm going to get mustard. Yeah. So whoever Julia is and mustard, if we start yelling out Julia mustard.
Mustard.
I hate it. That's why.
I know. Mustard. I was surprised because I saw that on your food today.
Yeah. Sometimes I just let it be.
Just let it ride.
Yeah. You're just like, eh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say anything just in case, just so I didn't ruin it for that you. You know,
that
someone
tangy weirdness.
Yeah, but that's who they are. That particular ketchup, I'm not fond of.
Some people are like, what the fuck?
I know. What are they doing?
Well, who said something?
They're probably thinking we're like wasted or something. But you know what's funny is we're water, but we're doing for the month of March, no more alcohol March.
Sober March.
Yep.
We took a sober March.
Yeah.
I like that better than sober October.
Do you think you're going to be able to keep? Oh, yeah, because April. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. March should be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sober October, but it's a sober March. We're taking a sober March. It's been fun.
Yeah, it actually hasn't been difficult. It's not like we drink a lot anyway.
No, that's well, the show is usually when we sit down and have a glass of wine or something and talk about it, and I misname the wine live on something.
We took the time to pick that wine out and jacked it up.
Yeah. Well, girl, I am sweating for some reason. I don't think we turned the AC back on when we came in.
I don't
think
we did because that's how I'm feeling.
Well, if I move in this leather chair, I'm either going to slip completely out of it or I'm going to be stuck to it. It's either going to
rift off of it.
Or if I move the slightest, it's going to just slide me right under the table. Yeah, between the velour and the... Yeah.
Might be
your face is changing. It's getting a little different. This has been fun.
Yes, it has. Thanks for taking me to the beach today.
Of course. Thanks for coming with me.
It's fun.
I had a good time at the beaches.
The beaches.
Yeah, we titled it right. I think so. Until next Sunday at 8 o'clock. I know we are a little late, but not our fault because people make us move clocks back and forwards every other couple days. So,
also, yeah. Real quick, for those of you that are listening, next week we're going to try and actually stick to a couple topics. So if you want to message us things that you'd like for us to maybe talk about, maybe that you're going through or you have a friend that's going through something, we can either mention your name or not mention your name, depending on how involved you want to be. But we would love to address it both from a male and female perspective. So hit us up.
Yeah. Message the He Said, She Said page. And tell us what you're dealing with or what, in quotations, your friend of a friend is going through.
Asking for a friend. Yeah.
Or tell us, you know, tell us your story. We'll use different names. We'll change your names if you want that to be anonymous. If not, and you want to use the show as a message to your other half, we'll use your real names, and maybe y'all two can listen together.
Yeah, you should watch the show. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but I think it's about sex that's not fun.
Right. Well, Julia, you're bad. So, yeah, whatever you're going through. Share it. Maybe it's a solo journey. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe it's a breakup. Maybe you're in a new relationship or just got married. Whatever you're going through, I have seen Patricia work some magic. So certainly, message, talk about it. We'll share it. Yeah, and more than likely, Patricia will help you, and I'll piss you off.
I don't think so.
We need a slug outline. This has been He Said, She Said, talking love, relationship.
I like it how you kind of end it, though, where I, like, just now when I said, I don't think so, click. You know what I mean? I like it when you do that kind of stuff. You're really smart about that.